Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with Channel 9 here with Stuart Leakes all the way from the UK. We're talking all things Visual Studio Code. You mentioned something interesting in the last video we talked about Visual Studio Code about tasks, and I thought maybe we could dive into that a little bit more, making a new project. What are we going to do?
Sure thing. So I'm going to take a look at ASP.NET 5.
Fantastic.
We looked at Node last time, so it's kind of nice to see some of those. So again, kind of sticking with the pretty minimalist theme, I have, let's open it up in code. So again, code dot, just run code in my current working directory, bring up my startup. So in here, we've got some basic startup code that's kind of familiar if you're used to ASP.NET 5. Mm-hmm. We've got this message across the top that's starting us off saying, well, the project JSON file has got some dependencies, but I can't find them.
Right.
So it's basically saying do a restore and then go around that cycle. So that's gone through, done a restore for us. And this is one of the improvements in the latest release, the 0.3 release. It used to be do a restore and then restart code.
I see.
Now it knows enough to
be able
to do that.
There was a button on top even that you could push.
Go hit the button and do it. So it kind of shows the incremental kind of improvements that we're seeing. And look forward to seeing those going forwards.
Okay.
So on the tasks front, there are various tasks that you can bring in. You can type tasks. So let's go for the project JSON. So the project JSON has this notion of commands. So in here, if I was running this at the command line, I could use the DNX execution tool and go DNX web DNX test.
Right.
But from inside of here, there's kind of this whole notion of task runners and things like that. So there's build tasks, test tasks, and the whole kind of framework for you to enable your workflow using these configurable tasks.
I see.
So for example, if I say run the build task, then it says, you haven't told me how to do that, dude.
Right.
So we can come up, and again, we get this help to kind of bring up the task runner. And then at that point, I can hit Control-Shift-B again, and if you're quick and watch down this bottom left corner, you can see it spinning as it goes around the cycle for running the build. So let's prove that that's actually doing something, and let's put some non-compiling code in. We run that, and this goes around the build, shows us we've got some errors. We can navigate to those. If we hover over it, we get the contextual errors brought back in. So that's just run the compiler and then taken the output and parse that to bring it in.
So that's cool. So you did Control-Shift-B the first time. It said, I don't know what that is, but here's what it might be.
Yeah, and it gives you, the task.json, like we saw in the previous video with the launch.json, just sits in the settings folder. And actually in here, there's a lot of text in here. So there's kind of a default that's a great starting point, but then there's kind of, pick your flavor of build, and there's a lot of examples there to get you started.
And not only that, but then you could probably extend it to do something else as well, to do any kind of test.
Absolutely. So for running this, let's make it something that we'll build again. And then we want to run, say, Kestrel.
Right.
So I can start typing Kestrel in here. So this is aware of project.json and the fact that it can define commands. Mm-hmm. So it can pick those up. So from here, I can just say, go run one of the commands from there. So I can say run Kestrel. That started the Kestrel web server.
And now we can
browse
to it.
Bring up a browser. And remember which port it is. And we can come in here and we're getting the little welcome page from the diagnostics.
That's remarkable. I'm glad we are doing a series of these because I'm starting to get a feel for the flow, right? You have your project, which is a folder. It's no project. Well, in this case, there is a project.json, but it might not know about it.
Yep.
When you run it, it's going to say, hey, I recognize that this is a ASP.NET 5. When you hit Control-Shift-B, it says, I don't know what to do. Is this what you mean? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that it asks permission rather than something.
It kind of starts with you haven't told me what to do, but I'll give you a very quick way to get kind of the default kind of behavior in. So if we take a quick look at things like task.json and head back up to the top of this file, whilst this is a JSON file, we actually get some really nice IntelliSense inside of here. So when you're defining that, it's not just a very basic editing experience. It uses the JSON schema for the JSON document that you're working with to give you rich IntelliSense to define that and be productive in doing that.
So is a task.json just an ASP.NET 5 thing, or is it a Visual Studio Code thing?
It's a VS Code thing.
So
it's how you tell that what task you've got and you could write, you know, task.json with a load of different tasks in there. So build and test are two that you can annotate to go, these are the tasks that represent building and testing.
Uh-huh.
But you can put any others in there, so you can work that flow very nice.
So for example, I heard in the recent release there's been support added for Rust. You could add your own task.json for compiling Rust, for testing Rust, for doing anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, this is pretty cool.
So, I mean, the other thing, kind of talking about the you know, the JSON schema stuff. So, we have project.json where we wire up our dependencies. So in here, you know, if we start typing you know, Microsoft, you see we get an IntelliSense over the package source.
Right.
So that's going off to NuGet to figure out what those are. So we can bring in static files.
This is cool.
We get the prop-up going, hey, look, there's some more dependencies that you need to pull down. Let me go get those for you and bring that in and get the IntelliSense for that.
That's really cool. I think we need to highlight here that it's not just like pattern matching. It's not, I saw this before, so I'm going to, you probably meant to type this again. This is literally going out and finding the things that it needs.
Yeah, if it's querying the NuGet feed, if there's new packages that come up, then those just light up automatically. So, I mean, again, just kind of calling out, you know, we've got the IntelliSense here over app. You know, we've got the static files handler that we brought in just now.
Uh-huh.
So that's now in the scope for the IntelliSense. Just to make this a little bit easier to kind of do the demo, I'm going to say use static, the default files. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to keep typing index.ch, you know, things like that. So if I just create a new file in here, I can save it. Let's create it as index.html. And then this now knows this is an HTML file, so it'll give me the appropriate kind of tooling experience for HTML. So
right.
It knows about Emmet, so what used to be Zen coding. Mm-hmm. So I can do things like HTML, I want a head and a body, and in my body I want a header type.
Holy cow, I remember vaguely seeing this a while ago. It's cool that it's sort of just built in.
And it's just there. And there's support for Markdown and things like that, so if you're working with VSO or GitHub where they kind of will render Markdown files and mm-hmm. that's how you want to do your readmes, you get that split screen experience for preview if you want. It's yeah, you just bring your workflow.
All right, let's run it and see if it works.
Cool, so let's come in here. We want to run Kestrel again. Kestrel comes up, browser comes up.
There you go.
We're off.
That's really cool. I love seeing the sort of the tight sort of loop. It feels very lightweight. You're not starting off something that's very bulky.
Yeah.
But the other cool thing is that this works on Linux and on Mac.
Yep. So all of that flow that we just did.
And I don't just mean Visual Studio Code, but this ASP.NET file too.
Yeah, so Kestrel is cross-platform, so yeah, that whole flow. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Stuart, thanks so much for showing us this.
No worries.
Thanks so much for watching, and we will catch you next time. Take care.